Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, senior pastor at Briarwood, and it's Tuesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Here, John is recording one of these last appearances of Jesus before he ascends back to heaven. This was an appearance that took place up at the Sea of Galilee. And the disciples have been waiting on Jesus and fishing, and Jesus comes and repeats a miracle that he had done earlier. This wonderful catch of fish comes in, and he also uses it to remake Peter, who beside a charcoal fire had denied Jesus three times, and now with the smell of a charcoal fire in his nostrils, he reaffirms Jesus three times as Jesus gives him the opportunity with three questions, "Do you love me?" And then he sends him to go and feed and tend my sheep. No wonder Peter at a later time will write epistle, and he will conclude that epistle, "Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He will exalt you at the right time. And Peter, I as your fellow elder charge you, shepherd the flock of God among you." You can see the roots of all of that in this occurrence. Well, now after the Lord has said this to Peter and John, and also informed Peter that he is going to face a very significant experience at death, one he would not choose, but as your days are, so shall your strength be. And while you don't have the strength for it now, the desire for it now, on that day, I'll give you the strength to be able to go through it, and you'll glorify me in it, so follow me. And now after Jesus says that to him, Peter, hearing that from Jesus about his death and where he's headed and what he's going to do, he begins to, like many of us, "Well, what about everybody else?" And so he turns and he sees John beside him, and this is what happens next. This is in John chapter 21 and verse 20. Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who had been reclining at table close to him, and said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" And when Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about this man?" And Jesus said to him, "If it is my will that he should remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." So the saying spread abroad among the brothers that the disciple was not to die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he was not to die, but, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you?" Here is the Apostle John telling us about a moment where Peter has been informed that Jesus is not going to come back before Peter dies. And in fact, in Peter's death, as he follows Jesus and cares for the flock and is a shepherd of the early church, part of his calling will be to lay down his life in a manner that will glorify God. And so he turns around and he sees John. Now you got to realize that Peter, John, and James had spent many, many times with the Lord, even apart from the other apostles. They had been kind of an inner circle that Jesus was preparing for their special ministry. And so Peter now asks a question, "Well, what about him? And what is he going to do?" And Jesus says, "Well, Peter, that's between me and John, not between me and you. You just need to be faithful. You don't need to compare yourself to others or gauge yourself in others. You just be faithful. As for you, John, what if I just decide he will live until I come back?" Now, he's not saying he will live until I come back. He said, "What if I decide that?" And so people actually went around and began to say that that's what Jesus said, that John would live until Jesus comes back. But that's not what he's saying. What he's saying to Peter is, "Peter, you need to do what I've called you to do. Don't gauge your following of me by my plans for others. Don't be envious of them. Don't compare to them. Don't be overshadowed by them. You just do what I've called you to do. That's what you need to do." And folks, that's what you and I need to do. We don't need to gauge our life in comparison to others with envy or jealousy or with a sense of superiority. We just need to do what God's called us to do. And we need to be content in that. And God will give us the strength to do it. As our days are, so shall our strength be. God will strengthen others to do what he's called them to do. We're a body of believers. We all have our individual callings, but we're to unite together in our following of Christ. And as we seek to be faithful, the Lord uses us individually in following him and together as we uphold one another, not comparing ourselves to each other, not thinking that we're better than someone else or we're envious of someone else. Just be faithful with what God's called you to do. And as you're faithful, God will use what you do, and he will use it in concert with what he's called others to do, and the body will function to the glory of our great King and the head of the body, Jesus Christ. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.